Democrats have been lining up against a Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, and that's not a surprise. But Republican resistance to House Speaker Paul Ryan's proposal has even the White House taken aback. In our studios this morning is David Urban, a prominent GOP lobbyist in Washington. He was also a senior advisor to President Trump during the campaign, and he was credited with delivering the key state of Pennsylvania to the president. David Urban, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you, David.
Well, thanks for coming in. So is the president having some trouble here keeping his party unified?
No, David. I think you don't have to have unanimity to have unity. And
okay.
I think the party's united behind wanting to fix the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the president, the party is united behind that.
Are they really united? I mean,
sure.
We have some more centrist Republicans who are very concerned about what they see as rolling back the expansion of Medicaid. We have some more conservative Republicans who are saying this feels like Obamacare 2.0. How is that unity?
Well, again, you don't have to have unanimity to have unity,
okay.
Right? People are united behind the fact that they'd like to see a better, more affordable plan that covers more people and is less onerous. Look, when you have Senator Schumer and former President Clinton saying the plan isn't great, there's something needs to be done. I liken trying to repair Obamacare to playing Jenga. You know the game Jenga?
Yeah, but explain the metaphor here.
Well, no, you have to be careful which block you pull out, right? Because it's a system. It's a very complex system. The U.S. healthcare system is incredibly complex, and so repairing it's complex as well.
Well, let's carry on with your metaphor here. Important not to pull out the wrong block. I mean, there is very little wiggle room for this president. I mean, if a few Republicans defect in the Senate, no new health care plan passes. Wouldn't that be a huge blow to President Trump?
Yeah, I think we're not there yet. The old saying is you don't want to watch sausage or legislation being made. And so avert your eyes, America.
You're telling Americans not to pay attention to this debate.
No, I'm just saying that, if you don't want to see the legislative process at work, that's what's happening right now. The president put forth a plan along with, it's being debated now. It's being worked on in the House. It's going to be debated in the Senate, just as the normal legislative process works. It just, it's not always a smooth process, no matter who's controlling either a chamber or all the chambers or the Senate, the House or the White House. It's a difficult process. Getting legislation through and passed and signed by the president is somewhat cumbersome.
So what's going on right now? Is President Trump on the phone with Republicans,
sure,
making promises for certain things to get their vote on this? Or take me behind the scenes.
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, I think you see, he's meeting with the whip team, the House whip team. He's engaging various senators and folks who may have some questions about this, trying to walk it through. You saw the speaker yesterday giving an overview to folks. And so, look, they're trying to sell different parts of the plan to different folks along the way. This is the legislative process at work. It's why our country's great. It's nothing gets jammed through here. Things get debated. Things get discussed. And it's a marketplace of ideas.
Fair to say there is a lot of on the line here. I mean, the president has an ambitious agenda, healthcare, tax reform, infrastructure repair. This is the first big fight. Fair to say the
yep.
stakes are high.
Absolutely. Stakes are very high on this.
And what happens if, the Republicans vote to defeat this or not? You don't get enough votes?
I don't think that's an option. I think there will be. I think the president won with a great deal of energy and enthusiasm behind him. I think that folks who may be opposed to this will come around as they sit through and negotiate line by line. And I don't think failure is an option here.
Let me ask you about something else. The president stunned a lot of people when he accused President Obama of wiretapping him. Do you really think that happened?
Look, I don't know what the facts are behind that. All I know is that what the carefully worded statement put out by President Obama's spokespeople are. I saw Jon Favreau's tweet about it, and so I just leave it at that. I think that there are such scenarios that are possible where something along those lines may have occurred, and I'm not going to guess on what the president knows or doesn't know, what may or may not occur. I think we're going to find out in due course.
But there's no evidence of this you know of. I mean, we've had the FBI director, James Comey,
nope,
denying it, not a single member of the administration.
I mean, I don't know any evidence of it, but it still doesn't mean I don't doubt that the president's being truthful.
Republicans in Congress seem to be distancing themselves from the White House on this. Does that make it a risk that the president could lose some credibility on Capitol Hill if he keeps pushing this narrative?
No, listen, the whole narrative with Russia, every day I wake up, there's some new revelation about the bank, right? There's some sort of nefarious connection between the bank and the server, 3,000 pings. It's obviously a very, if you're trying to do something covertly, it's kind of a clumsy way to do it. 3,000-4,000 footprints in the snow on that. So
you're talking about how Russia might have hacked into this, or
yesterday on there's been some reporting about some interchange between a bank server and a server.
The most recent story.
Correct. And listen, the original New York Times story that started this whole thing was based upon leaking of very classified material that nobody seems to be concerned about, which I'm concerned about. And I think there's no there. I think that let's peel the onion back. Let's see what's happened. I don't think there's any issue. And I think at the end of the day, it's just a diversion. Look, the Russians didn't win the election. The Democrats, unfortunately, didn't have a great candidate or a great plan here. And it's unfortunate they lost. And now they're trying to divert the fact that they lost.
Although the intelligence agencies seem to say they have a lot of proof of Russian involvement.
I wouldn't say Russian involvement. They definitely hacked into the DNC. That's for certain.
Okay. David Urban, senior advisor to Donald Trump during the campaign. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.